this Bir Alocha, which the name of the Bir Alocha is Davar Mu'ud, I think we turned the page. No, we didn't turn the page. So he says over here that the fact that we're our system nowadays is we give the person gives the down payments, and the rest is made as a loan, which he has to pay back at a certain point in time. And he says you shouldn't go above the actual value. We turned them a base already?
Yeah.
We did. Now, the first thing was he has to explain each type of chometz that he has. He can't write B'leith U'stam and Yimarchal Chol Kol Yeshba Chashash Chimutz. And that's the idea that Amin Yudua is not a valid sale. I don't want to buy it. So that, you know, you can't claim afterwards that I haven't. I don't want to buy it. I don't want it's worth. It's valuable. It's not valuable. You have to point out the different types of things that you're getting. Once I know the types that I'm getting and the general value of these type of things, you know, whether I'm buying a quantity of 5 of them or 10 of them or 15 of them, that I don't mind. But if I might hear that I want to buy that. I don't want to buy that type of stuff. I don't want to buy for that price. Right? But you tell me, okay, so if I'm buying 10 of them as opposed to 20 of them, look at that, I can find that out later on. So the measure...
So you say 10 or 20, that means that it's a standard weight in a package?
So let's say for argument's sake, you know, they would sell the macaroni by the pound. So you might want to charge. You tell me you're charging $1 a pound. It's okay. That's I'm okay with that. $2 a pound. Not interested in the $2 a pound price. So I need to know like what type of thing you're selling me. Now, the fact that you're selling me 5 boxes of macaroni or 10 boxes of macaroni, you know, that's more that doesn't bother me as much. Once I know the price is the price that I'm happy with, so we'll talk about less.
Well, I can see you and say, I'll buy 100 boxes, I won't buy 10,000 boxes.
Okay, that's, you know, again, so if I have some idea of what the measure I'm getting, the exact measure is not. Once we agree on the type of price, we can do the measuring or the estimation of the Bikiyim. You know, they'll measure, they'll give me their estimate of the value. We could do that after Pesach also. But yeah, he didn't do this. He just wrote in the star anything which is potentially chometz. So he allows a b'riyev. Now, nowadays, Moshe says, nowadays we have a situation where the rav is selling for a large group. So the person who's buying understands he's buying from a large group. He's buying many different types of things. He understands that up front. That's what he's getting. Some are more valuable, some are less valuable. He's buying some fancy liquor and some cheap stuff, and he's buying some flour, and he's buying some macaroni. And he understands what he's buying. And he's buying some ketchup and some mustard. And so the basic idea he gets. So in that situation, this issue doesn't become a problem because he understands that because it's such a broad spectrum, he understands he's getting a lot of different types of items. That's what Moshe says. That's how you get around this. That's how we address this problem. The person who's buying it has to be written in the star also. So the goy's name has to be there written in the star. Okay, now he brings up the following issue. But that oh, Mashik Sabda Mashabur, the Indian Hechish Chometz Bederich, the case where you're not with the Chometz, the solution is to Likni Ba'aga, do Kinyan Aga, Alba Gav Shem Swurim B'mokam HaKarka, even though the piece of property that I'm selling the Goy is not where the item is held. So it comes out, this item which he's selling to the goy, the chometz, is not in the goy's possession. It's sitting somewhere in a place where he didn't make a real transfer. He gave him the goy a piece of karka, the kinyanaga, but the chometz wasn't on that karka. So it's not in the goy's possession. So the Nalam Karchem says, no, I have a problem. So he says like this. So if he does Karchem, he says, Zer, will he have a sin tough mem, lo yishayach, Zer, Rak, Bemocher, Hakom, it's not the Kodom. The goy has to pay the full price up front before he pays. Now, but not all mixes, but if he just paid for part of it, Asher Zakim will have Bemilva, but the rest is a loan which is due. Assuming that the interest is above the it's not going to work. Why? Shem Yerbin Well, you're to Akim Shalom Loi, and we give him menu. If something happens to the Chometz, wherever it is, the Chometz says, I'm not going to pay for that. The rest, even though halachically the sale was finalized, he owes him the money. If something happens, it's the goy's headache. But the reality is the goy ain't paying.
Now my question is,
okay, so now that's the reality, the goy's not paying. So it comes out, if you remember the Carmel Masim and told him the Hechi Sha'akum is an Allah. Kafeh al Shalem, in a case, Hareu Kibach Rais Yisrael. See, we discussed before, the classic case over there in the Lachon was that the Jew accepted responsibility from the Goy. He became a Sherman for the Goy. What about a scenario where the Goy is an Alam? Alam means a strong armed fellow. And he's going to force a Jew to take care of it and pay for it, even though the Jew never really officially accepted responsibility and Shmira on that. But since at the end of the day, this Chometz represents money to the Jew, because if something happens to this Chometz, he's going to have to pay for it. That's called the Chometz Zbech Rais Yisrael. Well, the Chometz Zbech Rais Yisrael, then you're going to have a problem. Goy's Chometz Zbech Rais of a Jew is also in Pesach. The Jew has to watch it, because if he doesn't watch the chometz, and something happens to the chometz, the Jew's going to take the loss. So it comes out, this is the equivalent of that case where the goy is forcing him to take responsibility for the chometz. He came. He said, "He paid me ready." No, he paid me ready. So let's get it on, right? But he mizalka below hashar b'milva. He made the rest of the doers alone. And I'm wondering, Elam can a chometz suba malka makarka shemata la karka re chometz keep a base of shalak. If it should be in the goy's, if it's on that piece of karka which you sell to the goy, so now it's the goy's chometz. The goy's karka with a Jew taking responsibility. Well, that's a machloikus. But at least in that situation, you'll be yotze al kaponim the das v'ofkin the summer the chometz she Yisrael. Veshe shalakum in urvula. So chometz that I have rechrayus for is like it's my chometz in the goy's house, because it's by the goy, it's in the goy's property. So the rechrayus shaboy will make it like it's mine. And worst, but it's still sitting in his rishos. If it's on the karka which I'm selling to the goy, so that could be a matter. But in the case it's not on the karka, so you can't even say that. So it's my cry is, so even though the chometz belongs to the goy, but it's my cry, it's like it's my chometz. So the Mekar Chaim says it. So the only answer would be he pays the full amount. So then the Jews has no cry to watch it, because well, he doesn't care what happens. So we do this, right? We always do it as a milvah. So we wouldn't be putting the chometz on an area of our apartment or house, which we're then giving over to the goy. We have the goy owing me money on this chometz, and I'm having responsibility for the chometz. I mean, not a real responsibility, because I can take the loss, but I don't want to take the loss. So I'm taking. It's like the goy is forcing me, in a sense, by his refusal to pay if something happens, to take protect my investments over here and watch the chometz. So Chayim B'Chayim, I'm having a problem about your Rabbi Yimotze. It's only a to be to move the chametz out, so they take all your chametz and put it in a certain area. Let's say you're being mocked in that part of the house to the goy. You know, it could be a cabinet, to whatever it is, but that belongs now to the goy, so it's on the goy's property.
But you did something bad. You stole it, and you now.
That's the Makar Chaim. Okay, come up with the Makar Chaim. They argue with him. Cause Mishal Zel Lo Yirtzahakum. Mishal Zel Shal Yirtzahakum. Mishalim Lo. I'm a given man who like Mikra. I didn't say I'm coming to for you.
Once you steal it, this is now a
taste. I'm the Shosado. Mishle Temet. So he says that they argue. So, like, in the case over there, the goy wants the item. He wants the Jew to take responsibility for the item. If the Jew doesn't take responsibility, if something happens, the Jew will have to pay for the item. That, we say, well, that's equivalent of the Jew taking responsibility. Over here, the Jew's not taking, the goy says, you know, listen, look, I paid my $5. Okay, if something happened, I'm not going to get my money back. I'm not giving you any more money. And nobody asked the Jew to watch it. The Goyim said, you're gonna, you know, if the Goyim said that if something happens, I'm not going to pay. I didn't ask you to watch. I don't care about the chametz. I just care about my money. And then the Goyim said, I want you to watch this chametz. If something happens to this chametz, you're going to have to pay. So there, the Jew has to watch the chametz. And he's been given some level of responsibility for his own. Say, oh, that's not a problem. So obviously the Chatzil will be trying not get involved in this shayla. Okay. Then he raises the question over here. He's told Kinyan Agam. He suggested with Kinyan Agam. You sell the quite piece of land, and together with the land, you sell the it's referred to as Kinyan Agam.
So this is your strip. If you sit here, all you have to do is
branch there.
Then you have
branches.
So let's say this area.
Agam was also questionable. Does it work from a Jew to a goy?
So and therefore, you wouldn't be able to sit under that strip. But if you sit over here, you can combine these two.
So the mice, most of them say that it works. All the slaves say that it works. Okay, now turn to the next page. I guess we'll look at the next column over there.
Would that be a double?
He says, even though Agam seems to be definitely works, the second one. The book about Gila Yitzhak, the time of 8 days in Kenyan. I would not rely on Agam alone. Kabbalah Situm, so that was the minig of the people of the industry, how they do King Other, King Sutter. They do a handkerchief King Other. We do many King Other with the Lord. She says, "After 2 men, was the government in the government's cause and Lutheran's divertimus shot, even if the choice answered it. He himself says the mice and the Dutch of Agam works by God. The Shekel has a question. Okay. So now about 6 lines down. When you can. If someone else said Gamma in his sewer, can remember Mahira's thoughts. He relied on a Kinyan Rabbanon to address Yusuf and Raisa by Yiro. Yes, but there's an argument about this. I know the rumps have gotten down some faith in the chulas masses. Remember, she liked the money. Miyama says it works. That was another Rishon. The Chuba is safer. From Miyama Harayfe, actually, that was his name. Miyama Harayfe. So Miyama Harayfe and the Chuba is safer. And he said, felt that it works. Well, Rome is not so comfortable with that. What was his right that it works? The Kolshka had been hugging his circle from Shimonani, the same way I told you. Doing the Kenyan, which is based on the minig of the merchants, the merchants, what they do normally as a Kenyan, that's a valid Kenyan. So, Kenyan's Rabban is not worse than that. It's better. Okay, that's a guy that Shmuel tried to number. Shmuel is. He holds the same with Nachashiva. He writes, they quote him, Shmuel carried the number to say, can ask me that it works. Can a dash should have some nefesh, can cause them around with some cipher.
So Mari Barbara
gives us Mari Kermis.
A basket of ginger, a
okay, see where the bracket ends. The Indian, the Vesoif, after the raft of the brackets. The Vesoif, Mesapulay, after the Yemitzis, joined the Lis Chaim, and Bukhara, she the Raisa. And the Mishkaim, the Kanye, became Kidina, the Raisa. The end of Sam Soifer raises the question, maybe for Mitzis, the King of the Rabbanon does not work for the Raisa. In other words, for Dini Mominus, the King of the Rabbanon is Hefker, Bess, and Hefker. Whatever Chazal set up as a system is valid. So Chazal set up that this is a way for the ownership to transfer from A to B. So that comes in the Mominus. When it comes to the Surah, the Sultan Hefker, Bess, and Hefker. So does the Jew own it now that he should be Chayav and Bechara? I don't know. The animal which giving birth to the firstborn. Does a goy own it now that doesn't belong to the Jew and is part of the Bechara? I don't know. Not sure. The same thing over here. We have about your Rabbi Matze. She says, "In the sky about the kedina, they're icing. Could be not guy until you have a vada kedina, they're icing." Skip the brackets. Ein shot. We actually, Kabbalah Mukhim is minay. The kinyan situl is a lot of the kinyan she minay. Situl is not better than the rabbanon. Situl again was the kinyan which was the custom of the merchants. He's a gam kinyan. Situl is a lot better than the kinyan. You can't rely on situl over here for sure that it's enough. Okay, we are not only the chakila. Shall this be called minig asecher in levad? The year of the tzar of imo oid kinyan. So no. So you don't rely on that kinyan alone. You add another kinyan also. In the case we are making many different kinyanim, we don't want the guy thinking, listen, the validity of one, any one of them defines the whole. If A, B, C, D, E, F, G all work, then it's kind of, not, then nothing works. We don't want the person saying that. So it's important to say, he says, he's selling them to him with any one of the kinyanim being the kinyan. There's a phrase of that in English the lawyers use. That each one is separately stands by itself or all together, but each one stands by itself also. I can't remember the name for the phrase. Okay. Okay, so he says, so we point out that each kinyan by itself will be valid. That shouldn't be, he shouldn't think that he's only gets if all of the kinyan work. The last thing he says, he suggests, the seer where the item is not present, so after all is said and done, I don't know for sure that everything any of these cannot work for sure.
Is not a dopey for sukkah, but once
she says Yeshua mafkered also,
then it's a dopey, and we have to consider
it dopey.
It happens.
Tipshi after gam can't leave best. Because she calls him a chok yak, but the kain zev is cut in your doubt. For the shonah. Shrek after all. What was the case of the Chuk Yankov? In your day, she really comes to Pesach Alagol. This comet is going to be brought to him from the wagons coming in, bringing him very comet. A seat or a boat. So I suggest doing them after also. And he says, Midei Shivir comes to Pesach a Golos, and he started to sell Mechas a Skar Golu Chigav. The Yimker Lenochri because sell to the guy beforehand. Check gentlemen now. Shivir Achakach a Pesach and arrives. Yimker Lenochri Kolletz will take it. Rishus that he'll take it home. We sell him can a Mechas a Skar Golu. He'll pay for the taxes, the tariffs, and the cost of the transportation. Vachar Mechir Yarmer. Right, so this is the thing that you show me. Yom Rishon says, "Shem, if for whatever reason these kinnam don't work, come on and he have to gomer. Should be have. See, we'll be over this at the rise of my Rabbi Yom. Okay, back on the Mishabura. We're holding in Sivkot and Yotes. We're holding the second line on page Lama Gilma Manal. Yisrael Shekona Chomet Miyakov. Not in the case of Lev Moshe Chadai. The Jew bought Chomet from a goy, paid for it, did not do a Mashicha, did not bring it home. So Alva got the chachila, but Vali Yeshel Limker Kadam HaPesach. He should sell that chometz also. He paid for it already. It's his. Now we will get back to the din deraisa. We all like Yerachon Kesem is Kadam HaMetalfi. There was a cutter of their butter that it's not. Because I was afraid that if Reuven sells merchandise to Shimon, Shimon pays for it, it's Shimon's now, then there's a fire breaks out of Reuven's house. Reuven's not going to save Shimon things. He says, what do I care? So, but we tell him that no. You tell the we tell the merchant that the lekach and that kind of was just kesef to give him money, so he doesn't own it yet. So if he has the right to, he didn't get paid, he's going to back out. So you won't get any money. So you better go save it from the fire. You have a motivation to save it from the fire, because otherwise you not get any money over here. We'll let the buyer back out and demand his money back. You pay the money already. Marcus says, listen, the money I got already, the fire breaks out and stuff looking. He says, no, it's not. The kinyan wasn't finalized, because it's not finalized until you do the sheep. So it comes out that I don't own the chometz. The guy says, you own the chometz. I paid the money, so you're owing the money, or you're got it. So he gets his money back. So the merchant will therefore be motivated to save the chometz. So now, how does it play over here? If you sell which was covered with joy, he gave money. The Moshe Chadam. Now, the Yisrael owns the chometz. He owns it. So what does he do with it? So Kesef is kind of by goy. You hold like you're doing for Yerushalayim. You hold the Kesef is kind of from a goy. It's Jews. I didn't do a sheet. He hasn't done a sheet yet. They got to sell it before Pesach. But what about if he did? I'm going to have a little bit of a yesh to lead through kind of Kesef. Shrei, if he does, come up first and Kesef kind of bang is still a sheet. It is kind of. If it's kind of belongs to the Jew, the Jew better sell it before Pesach. Come on, give me a locker, a locker, a pestle. Look at it. Let's say, in case he didn't sell it. He didn't do a sheikh on it, didn't sell it. Now it's after Pesach. The law is that the comment is moved. The rubber person can't have kind of out with the sheikh. Right, Pesach can ask him that a kid said, Jew and a goy, Kassim is not kind of out with the sheikh. It's kind of.
I learned it 40 times. Yet for you,
she's dealing with
the information in that pocket. I learned it 40 times.
The Jew never really owned the chomet. Never really owned the chomet. She can't hit him with a kenas for chomet shabbat or pesach. We didn't really own the chomet. Now, what about the other round? Avakas shemoshah by goy. If you hold the sheikh is cutting the raisa. The Rechel Shino is in Raisa, he sold kind of with
right.
Rechel Shino is in Raisa, he sold kind of with Kassel.
The Chazal is a physical reality.
We're sacking that guy. By Goy, we're going to have a person, the Kinyan of a Jew, the Kinyan of a Goy is different. So Kassel works for Jew, it doesn't work for Goy, but Shino works for Goy. That's the Raisa.
Right, meaning is it possible
a mitzvah? So you say it's the right person on the sheep. Fine. If he did do a sheep, I feel like not some cats. Even the Jew, the guy didn't pay yet. The guy did a sheep, so we hold his kind of. Yes, less.
Okay.
Even though the Mashiach is kind of, they were not doing that, it's finalized until they paid the money. So if we go to the half room, in the case we only gave money, didn't know Mashiach, as he said before, but he had an altar, it's mutter, because the mice didn't know Mashiach, and he could keep the Mashiach. If you have a minute of circuit, that money counts, so now, you pay the minute of the circuit of the merchant. This is how they do it. They all cast it with China, so the guy is kind of with the cast it. Sorry, the Jew bought him, the guy is kind of with the cast it. The Jew's comment, so he has to get rid of it. So, can the team is celebrating the other half of the government in the region? I'm sure you will see the top of the test. He says, in that situation, so the Jew is buying chametz from a goy. The Jew is buying chametz from a goy, and he did something which counts as a minute of the sefer of the kesef is kindness. Even though Mikra did, most person hold Jew from a goy kesef is not kindness. He did shicha, and according to that, therefore, he said the case of if he didn't sell it with his other chametz, he has only people say he doesn't own it. There's no kinas. Not in the case where there's a minute of sefer to say the kesef is kindness. That situation, the Jew would own it, and after Pesach it would be yours. Okay, Amanas Lahakser. He should not make it tonight. Amanas Lahakser, obviously, I don't like our Pesach. So tonight would be give it back, not whatever you want, give it back after Pesach. Okay. Lamahan, she doesn't want it. A feather mission for a cash. by him. There's a din of Lachem by Dalabin. Amanas Lachem works. Means that's called bona fide Lachem for the mitzvah of Dalabin. So why is it called bona fide Lachem of the Goys? Is it for the Jews not over by Rabbi Matze? Why doesn't it work? In this time of Tanai, as long as the Tanai was fulfilled,
and not the wall.
Over here, the Holkan is going to go come in a ton of the world to show the form of the
sun. We need a majority of shade.
We want this to look very clearly look like it's the Goy's Kohanim. So he making this condition that he has to give it back, and otherwise he doesn't own it, is subverting the whole idea of looking like the Goy's Kohanim. Looks like he has to give it back to him. He says it doesn't really look like he doesn't own it. So therefore, that itself, the Chazal Remachman said, we're not going to allow you to do that. Let's say he didn't listen to us. He did this. I'm going to turn on my phone. Now, if the guy didn't keep his part of the deal, so what happened? When you make it tonight, tonight is a two-edged sword. The Roman party was supposed to fulfill their part of the tithe, didn't fulfill their part of the tithe, all was null and void. So if I give it to you, I'm an Asa Hafsin, you don't return it, you never owned it. You didn't give it tonight. So now you're gone. Okay, so if he's gone, it means it belongs to the Jew. And of course, the Jew was owned by everybody who wants it. But in case where eventually the Lord did keep it tonight, he gave it back after the face. So, now the time is this guy who was tied to belong to the Jew all the time. So in the case of tonight was not fulfilled, there's nothing to talk about. In the case of tonight was fulfilled. So at the end of the day, on the Raisa level, the part we should argue belonged to the Goy, and the Jew is not over anything. We said, as a Kumra of comments, we're not going to allow this to Chavkila. What about the B.S.? Okay. How we pass in that case? Right? And he was didn't make it tonight. You said, listen, I'm giving you access to get it back to me. Didn't make it tonight out of it. I'm real low. So, So listen, you know, why you just buying a little bit? I can sell you more. You want to have a little with it? You know, I might need it after basic. I'll buy it off your face. So it's worthwhile to invest now. I'll buy it off for you. You'll get some profit on it. Okay. So he's not making any commitments. He's not saying any condition. He's not promising I'll buy back. If I need to, I'll buy. That's what. Have a little yin to the boy. A little yin to my tonight.
That's something you said here that the difference is that why 100 appreciates even one gift. My question, the reason why.
Don't give it to the boy traditionally. He also came, the race over by Yahweh Motze. He did so, he's over the race by Yahweh Motze. Because he doesn't know if the boy's going to fulfill the Tanai or not. And then, retroactively, they belong to the boy. So he's over, he has a key of beer because of the possibility. You can't ignore that. What can you do with a lot? Can't eat it. And nobody here will die for me. I'm not a big investor. Why should I want to do that? Listen, stretch yourself a little bit. Buy a little bit extra. I might buy back from you at the pay stuff. You might make some good profit. To tell the guys. I might buy back from you after Pesach if I need to, and you'll end up getting making a profit on the sale. Remember the time of the Shemar, the sale was value payment. So guys, instead of buying $100, he's buying $200. He's buying $200. It's worth it because they have to pay so. I'll sell it to a Jew, maybe this Jew, maybe another Jew, and I'll make. I eat $100. My family eat $100 over there. $100 left of comments, and the basic stuff for $150. Right? So it's worth addressing. That's all you're doing. Yes, you do that. Shem et story.
Brotherly love. So that's why I can.
And don't do well tonight. So what he's saying over here, suppose, let's say the language of the Shavuot before, the end of Chaf Aleph, he says, I'm giving it to you, you have to give it back to me, testamentally, you'll give it back to me. Here he's discussing another transaction of a sale. I'm selling to you, it's yours, tell me. I'll buy it for you, that's a That's all I'm committing to. So that's more. Al Tanai. Mari Shemra Beloshin Im. Now, you know, in Halacha, we differentiate between the Tanai, which is said, the language of Im, which means if, or Almanas, on the condition of. What's the difference between both? They mean both the same thing. We deal with Almanas versus or Almanas to the action done. The prince says Almanas as if he said that the. Transaction is effective as of this day, as of now, as long as the condition is fulfilled eventually. But once it's fulfilled, the transaction is valid as of now. That's this is Amanas. He says, "Im, the transaction is not valid until it happens." So, if you pay me $1,000, I will give you again. Once you get $1,000, then the get is valid, not till then. He says, "Raise the gifts again." He says, "Raise the gifts again." Even people beside. So it was a race to get there. If you look at the lead, it ain't to get there. So until she gives the money, it's not a get. If she's Mazana between, she's an Eshadish. Even eventually the Kitzana is this guy. If she says Amanas, it's effective as a girl. So she eventually gives the money retroactively when she was divorced. So she had me in between. She was a divorcee. She wasn't a married woman. So Amanas and Eim have very different things. So here he says, I'll give the guy a comment. Eim. You don't say Eim. You say Eim means till the guys who have it tonight belong to the Jews still. She's never come as a basin. Yeah, only come as a basin.
So is that a problem that I should see?
The high Eim Taras the double point. Eim set up Benson or Lachar Benson. Chometz Nosel Mekol. The Merkel Mekol. So you say Eim the Chometz Nosel in these Kaima tonight. The dying in a Chometz Marker Benosel until tonight is fulfilled. There's no transaction. Everybody, Mamish. Everybody, Mamish. That's Losh of the Shulnar. Raise everybody, Mamish. That's the same thing as Chomets Amanas Lahaksin. She said because this works, but the problem is that we're afraid. Because if he doesn't fill the Tanai eventually, then it never became the Goyes. Because it's his as an Erev Pesach as long as it's eventually fulfilled. Well, you can't control that. So don't take a chance. It's not allowed to get in a situation. But now, what about a situation where at the end of the day, the guy did fulfill the Tanai, and it did belong to the bread the whole time, and the Jew was not over by Rabbi Motse. Now it's after Pesach, because you get his Kanasu. So, as you said before, that's a soft. That's shot number one. Inam, I'll tell you a second shot over here in Siftah. He said, don't make any conditions. I feel a bit good reaction. He said, as of now. Back at tonight, hold you. Shame is that she yelled me both. Yes, you don't look.
Yes,
So the Jew wants to get his Chometz back after Pesach. He makes it down. Says, listen, sell the Chometz, it's yours as of now. On the commission, whenever I want to buy it, I can buy it back. Of course, you can sell back to them. Okay. So he said, but here's how many leave. Only if it's tonight, this guy. What's the sign, this guy? The Jew buys it back. So it comes out that only a valid sale if the Jew gets it back eventually. So who's saying this sale is valid if it's not valid? If I can renege on the sale, then the sale is available. If I can renege on the sale, so what's that called a sale? You haven't really sold it, so then you're in trouble. Then you're by your money.
Describing the nature of a wall, take this wall and
just like that. Oh, it's my friend. You went to the Osho Ramah Laakum.
Well,
you can't tell the way the following. Hold for yourself. You may not sell this item to anybody else except for me. That's a tonight. Well, the Jewish are listening tonight. Because she ever, how come he read a lot of math? If the boy does sell to somebody else, she bought all of it here, I'm afraid. So retroactively, the sale is void. The names of Shaloy Hoya Thomas, Tony Lahaka, they're the Shaloy never owned the Thomas. And now the Jew will be able to buy a remote. But Hashim and Hashem and Kirenu, we have a result by your own. Making it tonight, which you don't have control over, and the results will be catastrophic. Because if the guy decides not to listen to you, the guy says, oh, I want to buy that stuff, I'm going to give you $1,000. Okay, cool. The Jew said with conditions, I'm selling it. Shkoya. But now when that happens, the whole official sale is bottled, and the Jew of Rabbi Yamatsa.
Why are we going to specify Mishkas?
Now,
tell me the reality that a
Mechitza
is like...
Omar Loy, here's how you can say it. Hareni Merkel Basal Mechira Gamor Lechalut. I'm selling you a total final sale. Mishkuzet Shiarti Li Boy, she tips to the marker, let's give Grendel Shabbat and Chutzi Men. So he uses a language, not a language of condition, the language of what's called Shiur. So Shiur is that a person sells the item and maintains some ownership in the item.
Whereas
over here, the ownership that he's maintaining. Just one thing.
Spread that out. But
if you want to sell it, you have to sell it to me.
Spread it out like a root. Meaning this
hakusa. So the Yisraelim says that mutar filo chafilo.
That's why
Rabbi Yoshi Asher says. Rakhim achir so akam tibat. The second sale will be void. It doesn't void the first sale. But if you look at the Shara Tzion and Samad Dalet, so he says that's an eight. They quote from the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Avonis Tiberitas. The Kamakal Manias Daiti, the Shabur says like this. Adayin Labira Hadavar Kol Kach Leheter. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced this is a good idea. Okay, why? Marach Shashir La'atzma Yizchus Beguv Rechometz. Avash Mishra. The smas of kodesh tesvot. In other words, the language is used over here. That, in other words, what he's really doing is he's saying, it's clearly saying the following: I'm selling the chametz to you. I'm selling this item to you. You can't do X with it. What's the X? The X is don't sell it to anybody. The X is you can't eat it. The X to be out, whatever the condition, whatever the. So, see, you can say in the language of Tanakh. I'm only on the condition you don't eat it, I'm selling it. There's another way of doing it, which is called shear. I'm selling it, it becomes yours. In regards to the issue of whether the consumption, I have not sold the right to consumption to you. So you never own the Gavi. So I haven't sold the right of Mechira to you. One of the expressions of ownership is the ability to sell it. I give you the ownership to eat it, to destroy it, to make paper mache out of it. Now, whatever you, but you can't sell. I never gave you ownership in regards to selling. Okay. But who owns it in regards to it? I do. So why am I not over by your Reimotze? Because the guy be there, so the Sma over there in Chasher Mishpat understands that this is like, it remains like, it's considered like a Shutfus. So normally Shutfus is, we both own all usages equally, and the question is just a question of time usage, so I get half of the time, you get half of the time. So the Sma says that we look at a shear as a different form of a Shutfus, where there are 10 usages, you own 9, I own 1. But the one that I own. So I own Chometz and Pesach. So he finds that.
That helps you get around the whiskey from that you talked about. That was what you're talking about.
I mean, the goal over here the goal over here wasn't drinking it, because he didn't say he couldn't drink it. He said he couldn't sell it. He was worried about the guy selling it to another guy or another Jew after Pesach.
So
he wants to take care of this problem by precluding his ability to sell.
Right.
He's not sure that that'll work. It's hard to hear.